Cultural and Outdoor Resources Finance Division will come to order April 15th, 8:35. The first item on today's agenda is the continuation of the discussion on the committee omnibus bill for outdoor resources for the Outdoor Heritage Fund, the Clean Water Fund, the Parks and Trails Fund, and the Arts and History and Culture Fund appropriations. The first official thing that we have to do is substitute document 106306 in place of PM 110. Representative David's motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. So the amended PM 110, which is turned into 106306 document, is before us. Representative Wagenius.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I told Representative Murphy that I heard some good news coming to work on the radio this morning, to work. And good news should always be shared, and it's a good way to start off this particular meeting. Dr. David Tillman at the University of Minnesota was just given one of the most prestigious awards in the world for his work on biodiversity at Cedar Creek in Minnesota. And it was biodiversity and endangered species. And as we have moved forward in our committees, and we have heard from Dr. Tillman, I think if you all remember 4 years ago, we heard from him 3 years ago on the floor of the House. And he talked about using prairie grasses for fuel, and that the more diverse the better. So he was giving us the lecture then, and he has been recognized for it internationally, and I just think that's good news for Minnesota, good news for those of us who are voting on prairies this morning and trying to expand them, because what we are doing is just stepping right along with the work that he's given us. So we're in sync with science.
Okay. That is good news, and we congratulate Dr. Tillman and thank him for the foundation that he has laid for us and for our decision making.
Exactly right. Minnesota is very, very lucky to have him.
Do we have any other committee discussion on House File or on document 106306? Representative Hansen.
Madam Chair, I wanted to follow up on Mr. Lyon's testimony yesterday. And as you know, I was unable to be around yesterday afternoon. And so I think it'd be valuable if we just maybe, I don't see him here yet today, but maybe follow up with him, because I think he did have some ideas that are worth considering, but we just didn't have the comfort of time to maybe follow up with him.
Right. So. And there may be suggestions that he had that would result in amendment for a future date, for a future meeting, as this bill progresses along. Representative Erdahl.
I have an amendment, MSA 54.
Okay. Representative Erdahl moves adoption of Amendment A 54. Page 8, line 3. And page 8, line 34.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Please proceed.
I'm actually presenting this amendment for Representative Howes, who had another place he had to be this morning. But basically, Representative Howes has expressed a concern that land that is removed from this program from the federal government, if once it's removed, shall transfer back to the state, so that federal land is not used for a different purpose and reverts to the state.
Thank you for catching that, Representative Erdahl and Representative Howes, because we caught it in one spot, but we didn't catch it in the other two. So this just makes it uniform throughout the bill. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
The amendment is adopted. Representative Morgan.
Madam Chair, thank you. I have an amendment as well. I'd like to move the JTA 20.
Okay. Representative Morgan moves adoption of JTA 20, page 23, line 28, page 23, line 29. Please proceed.
Madam Chair, on yesterday's amendment that I offered, the longer amendment, one of the changes, it was brought to my attention later that we have a significant variety of easements in our law, and that one of the changes referred generally to easements, and that really that was too broad a use of that term. So this amendment tightens that up and really ties it down to what we're talking about here, conservation.
Is there any further discussion? If not, all in favor of JTA 20 as Representative Morgan presented, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Are there any other amendments? If not, then document number 106306 as drafted and amended is before the committee for approval as the committee bill. Before we vote, I would like to thank Mr. Becker, Mr. Kilgore, Mr. Bench, and Mr. Nelson for attending the committee meetings this week, as well as the rest of the Outdoor Heritage Council for their work in reviewing and making recommendations to the legislature on the Outdoor Heritage Fund project. I'd like to thank Mr. Jaski and Commissioner Meyer for answering multiple difficult questions as we put this bill together and for offering suggestions for improvement. Representative Wagenius, I would like to thank you and your division for the recommendations on the Clean Water Fund appropriations and language. And to our House research staff, who reviewed last year's bill and made recommendations for technical language changes that will make Law 172 easier to understand and to follow, and for your work in crafting this year's bill. Finally, committee members, I thank you for your attention, your participation, your discussion, your input, but especially your questions, which were critical to our understanding, to the public's understanding, and to making this a document I think that we can all be proud of. If any of you would like to sign on as author amendment, as authors onto the committee bill specifically, specific authors onto the committee bill, please let Ms. Conley or Ms. Anton know, or me, and we will see that that is done. Is there any further discussion on the bill? Representative Davids.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and I too would like to thank the folks that you thank, but I'd especially like to thank you for it's okay if it's not working. I'm going to say some nice things about a Democrat. So if, if it's not on the record, that's fine.
You're going to have to share a mic, though.
I don't need to talk to
you. Okay. Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And I specifically would like to point out your efforts, including the minority party on the discussions. If there's one thing I don't really like, it's surprises, except when you're becoming a grandfather, then it's okay. And you eliminated the surprises and were very upfront with everything with this side of the aisle, and I really can't ask for any more, and I thank you for what you've done.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? If not, all those in favor of adopting document 106306 as amended, as the committee omnibus bill and introducing it to the House of Representatives as the committee bill, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
The motion is adopted. Thank you very much. Representative Brown.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move the minutes of April 12th as printed.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. Representative Brown.
And Madam Chair, I'd like to ask for approval of the minutes of April 14th as printed.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The amendment or the motion is adopted. Members, this does not conclude our work. Next week we have, depending on how the House sessions are scheduled and so forth, we have both of our time periods on Monday and Wednesday scheduled. On Monday, I plan to return to the Legislative Auditor's report on public libraries. We have not yet heard the response from the Department of Education and the State Librarian and the Library Association. We would like to hear those response and then have another roundtable discussion like we did for the land document. And so you might want to refresh yourselves a little bit before you come, and please bring your booklets with you. On Wednesday, possibility for the agenda is the ice rink bill again. We'll see what kind of progress that has made. Discussions are going on. Representative Hansen tells me that discussions are going on a daily basis, and they are listening and making changes. Representative Davids.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just logistically here, we'll meet Monday and Wednesday at our regular times. Do we know, are we adjourning then Wednesday night for conventions each of the next 2 weeks?
I have no idea.
I thought you had a direct line of the speaker, Madam Chair.
No, not a direct anything. But as soon as we find out, we'll let you know. Okay? Any other business come before us this morning? If not, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much.
Thank you.